This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Bob Streetmatter, manager of the Peoria Park District's Luthy Botanical Garden. They're presenting Rhapsody in Bloom next weekend on August 1st and 2nd. Bob, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You were saying before we started recording that you've been with the Botanical Garden for about 10 years, but the event itself has been going on about 15 or thereabouts?
Yes, it's been going on for quite some time. And we had an events coordinator at that time by the name of Amy Betcher, and she was sort of the focus and the spirit that generated those first art festivals.
And so what was the original concept behind the event? Was it to showcase local artists or to get people into your venue or a little bit of both?
All of the above. The gardens are beautiful at that time of year in the summer months. And it's a beautiful setting to stage an art festival. And because, you know, there's dining areas and there's booths and all that, and people can stroll through the garden. And some of the art is actually probably more attractive in the garden, especially the sculpture pieces. And they're really handsome. It's almost that they can almost create their own little installation.
Oh, that's marvelous. So. And I love the name and its nod to George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Can you tell us a little bit about how live music is incorporated into the festival and maybe some of the types of music we might hear at the festival?
Sure. First of all, we've got Barry Cloyd and Dexter O'Neill and Park Players and quite a few acts. And there's actually a stage on a little bluff that overlooks the Rose Garden. So there's specific times that there's music, but there's music playing that sort of wafts over the whole art festival. And it's really, really pretty cool. It adds to the ambiance of the entire event, just having the music moving through the garden and moving through the festival.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what do you hear from the musicians involved about how they like the atmosphere?
They always love to play at the garden, whether it's in the conservatory or out in the gardens themselves. There's a special serenity to the garden, I think, and it's sort of laid back and relaxed, and I think they really enjoy that. I'd have to say that we have a good audience, too. I mean, the people that attend the festival and attend our events, they like good music, and it shows.
And I've attended the event a few times over the years, and one of the things that I've always liked about it is it does have that unusual combination because you have the art festival, you have the live music, but unlike some other art fairs perhaps, you're setting it all in this very different venue with this exquisite plant life, and I think that's always kind of been the calling card of this event.
It makes a huge difference. It's amazing what that does as far as adding a backdrop. It sort of adds a different type of energy to the whole thing as well, I think. Also, we have food thrown in there, too. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have a festival without food. And so that's in there as well. We have Haddad's, which is a Peoria favorite. You can't have a festival without a lemon shake-up. So, and specialty coffees and some other things going on as far as food vendors. So.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the artists that you incorporate into the event, because am I correct that most, if not all, of the artists that you're featuring, they're from this area here in Central Illinois?
A lot of them are a little more local. We don't have a big, broad reach because it's a smaller festival, but we do have sort of concentrate on local artists, and some of these artists have come back year after year. Some of them probably have been there for 15 years or whatever it was, but we do try to focus on local artists. And a lot of them are returning artists as well.
When you talk about returning artists, what is it that keeps them coming back year after year?
I assume there's maybe a little sense of loyalty going on there, but I think a lot of it's just the setting and the environment and the energy of the festival. It's a little different than the other art festivals around.
Well, and I'm wondering if the setting inspires people to make different choices about their art. Like, do you find that those artists are more likely to bring something that's nature-related or nature-inspired because of the fair?
Without a doubt. I'm sure when an artist goes to any festival or puts on any type of exhibition or whatever, I'm sure they curate or define what they're going to have, how they're going to show their art in that different setting. So without a doubt, I'm sure it takes more of a nature slant when they land in the garden.
Now, Bob, can you describe a little bit more about the grounds for someone who's never been to Luthy before?
Sure. It's sort of a hidden gem in a way. We're at the corner of Gift and Prospect, 2520 North Prospect. We're just north of the Peoria Zoo. It's developed in 1951. There's always been a presence of like a botanic garden or the Palm House in the Glen Oak Park since the 1890s. So there's a long-standing tradition of having botany or horticulture in that park. And the garden consists of 5.5-6 acres of theme gardens. We have a rose garden, an herb garden, a wildlife garden, a woodland garden, fall borders, a crabapple collection. We are an accredited botanic garden, so we have a pretty extensive collection as far as botanical specimens. We have approximately 5,500 different taxa in the collection. We do have quite a large orchid collection at our disposal. And the theme gardens are set up in a way that there's interest throughout the year, basically. There's always something to look at, whether it's in the first shadow of spring or in the latter part of winter. There's always something to see at the garden. And, of course, there's always the conservatory, which houses the tropical collection. And we have a pretty extensive tropical collection within that conservatory. That's where we display orchids and palms and bananas and oranges and all those things. We have a really cool coffee tree right now.
Oh.
It's bearing fruit. We haven't had a latte yet, but we do have coffee going on. So we've just got a pretty big collection of plants there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
With that collection, we try to illustrate that collection or bring that collection to the public through floral shows a lot. We do 3 big shows, a poinsettia show, a lily show, and a mum show. And then we have some ancillary shows like the Garish Garden Show, where we sort of celebrate some of the funnier, borderline acceptable forms of gardening with gnomes and flamingos and all those things. And we're implementing a new master plan there at the garden, so there's some construction things going on and some improvements being made. And with that new master plan, we're implementing some new. We're probably going to be doing some more shows, adding some more things, some ancillary shows, like we're showcasing a begonia, the begonias that we have in our collection. We've got this really cool begonia that has leaves this big, you know. And,
oh, my.
I guess this is radio, so you can't see that, but it's about 8 inches wide.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hearing you talk, I'm hearing words like curating and the show. There really does sound like there's a lot of overlap between the art of horticulture and visual art and a gallery experience. In your job, in your position, do you have a favorite work of art or a favorite plant that you currently have on display?
One of my favorite trees in the garden, and it truly is a piece of art. We have this monster, just huge fernleaf beech, and you don't see fernleaf beeches are that large, but a fernleaf beech has cut leaf, sort of, and it's got a delicate foliage, and it's about 35 foot tall and about 30 foot wide. It's just an enormous tree, and it's, well, maybe 40 foot wide. It's sort of stout.
Oh my.
It takes on a bronze cast in the fall, and it drops its leaves, and it's in a sort of windless area in the garden, and they drop to form like a little skirt. It looks like an Andy Goldsworthy piece. It's really beautiful. And then, of course, a beech, they sort of hang onto their leaves a little bit into the winter, but eventually they drop them all. It has this beautiful white-gray bark. It just entices you to climb. We're not supposed to climb, but it's one of those low branch trees. It's just gorgeous. It does have a sculptural feel to it. So
there's
certainly an alliance between the arts and horticulture.
Yeah.
Now, just listening to you talk about the garden and some of the things you have on display there, it makes me wonder, is the mission of the garden primarily aesthetic to display these plants? Are you trying to preserve species, or are you trying to cultivate more awareness of the natural world, or are you doing all of these things simultaneously?
We sort of act as a gardener's resource. We try to portray the plants that do best, or the plants that we probably need to be using in central Illinois, or the region, really. So we spotlight a lot of natives as well as non-natives, but it's a little of all of those things. A lot of our mission is to introduce people to the plant world, especially people at a young age. We do a lot of children's programming, that kind of thing. A lot of times we use ethnobotany or economic botany to do that. Children don't always understand where food comes from necessarily. Mm-hmm. They think it comes from a little box or the grocery store. It does, but ultimately it comes from the earth, and ultimately comes from nature. And so we try to portray that with all the lemon trees and all those things. So a little of all those things.
We've been talking with Bob Streetmatter about Rhapsody in Bloom. It's being held next Saturday and Sunday, August 1st and 2nd at Luthy Botanical Garden. Bob, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also this weekend, you can catch the Peoria Municipal Band's Sunday evening performance on July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater. Sunday's concert will feature vocal soloists including Tom and Sharon Mindock and Angen Grosch.
And the Peoria Public Library North Branch is presenting a concert with the Way Down Wanderers. They're a quintet from Chicago that plays contemporary music with a strong folk influence. That performance is Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Tim Pfluga. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.